selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they war, they shoot, they kill, they mass on parade, they burn the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lime, to your face, fight, and die, this fuck will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre from rape, they burn, the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie, to your faith, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. It's time to rock the boat here on UCY.TV. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, for the next hour. And hope everybody's doing good. We have some interesting thing. Yeah, I see a thing in here from Grump that in the chat that Evil Keen Evil jumping the fountain is good too. And that's all fun and dandy, but I think if old Evil Keen Evil was still with us, he'd be pretty pissed off, and he wouldn't be thinking about jumping fountains right now. He'd be thinking about hanging on to his nation. I was astounded last night. I was looking around on Facebook, and I do. I use it as a guide to see who, see what's cooking quick, who's ticked off about what. And I proved to myself once again that most of what's on the internet is controlled opposition. We have web pages that are stuck on vaccines. We have websites that are stuck on windmills. We have websites that are stuck on immigration. We have websites and Facebooks and for every subject on the planet. But last night I posted a piece in Facebook about the shooting in Montreal at the mosque. I don't know if it was in Montreal or Quebec. And I stumbled across a Facebook post by somebody I think I went to school with. She'd put up a thing on her Facebook about a candlelight service in my town at the Islamic Center. We have an Islamic Center. Town is 7,500 people maybe, and we have an Islamic Center. We're a Scottish town. We have a Scottish parade every night or every weekend, every Saturday night down the main street. And we have every church there is to have here, all so-called Christian churches. And but we have an Islamic center. How does this kind of crap come about? Well, it's pretty simple. All the churches have done the damnedest thing, and that's they've become mouthpieces for the UN and the globalists and the corporations. But then all the churches are corporations, so what do you expect? So, you know, I gotta give a heads up here to all these so-called Christians. Your preachers are lying to you. Get that through your thick skulls, please, ASAP. You want to go, want to find out what's cooking, just go to my blog, and it's, I think it's a Green Agenda or whatever, it's right on the front page there, and it explains specifically when and how the church has turned on their congregations and became mouthpieces and agents for the globalists. So here I come across this thing from Bev Yunt, and it's a vigil for in solidarity with Muslim families in Huron Bruce counties and in memory of those lost in Quebec City. And it will be in front of the Kincardon Islamic Center at the corner of Broadway and Queens across the street from the downtown Tim Hortons. Now, this kills me because we have an Islamic center across from Tim Hortons, and Tim Hortons is pushing depopulation and the green agenda and the environmental agenda. So Tim Hortons, like all major corporations, are pushing the same agenda as the churches are in your town. And that's how we end up with an Islamic center. So I couldn't help but write this Bev a little note. She went to the same school I did, and I know some Yunts, so I'm thinking that I went to school with her, and she probably went to university or something and got turned into a globalist. So I just wrote her a note and told her that this kind of thing is going on all over Canada. The show of solidarity is taking place in my town. And this is my response to Beth, Bev Yunt, who posted in her Facebook. Give your head a shake, I told her. You might just wake up. Now, I do not condone violence, and I don't. And I don't condone harm to anyone. Unfortunately, that is what's being thrust upon us. I told her I attended the Muslim youth meeting at the library some years ago when they were up here knocking doors and handing out flyers and saying that Islam is a religion of peace. Anyways, I attended the youth Muslim meeting at the library, and I was the only one in the entire town to attend, except for the Muslims who put the meeting on, which was promoted by our local newspapers. And one of the local editors does a lot of back-end work for this Muslim youth group. Anyways, I told her we had a good talk for a couple hours. They, however, are convinced that the Quran will be the holy book and Sharia will be the law of these lands and the world. I explained to the Muslims that they were being used, and when they had wiped Christianity from the planet, they too will be done away with. As the world religion will be earth worship and the law will be earth law. These are facts that both Muslims and non-Muslims must come to grips with. For those who don't understand the plan, it's about depopulation. Those who will remain on the planet are those of the religion of environmentalism, those who worship Earth, the creation, not the creator. All the info you require can be found at the Satanic UN, their organizations, and those who support their criminal intent. Never forget, your country is a member state of the UN. The mass migration is one of their directives of which your elected puppets are implementing. Just like the carbon tax, vaccines, chemtrails, global warming, etc. Now, I sent this post out to quite a few, about 40 or 50 Facebooks, you know, anti-liberal, anti-NDP, Kathleen Wynne, who's the Premier of Ontario, anti-Trudeau, which is the Prime Minister of Canada, and a whole slew of sites. And I already know most of these sites are controlled opposition. What controlled opposition is all about is to pick a subject and bring the people in so they can bitch and complain, but never, ever, ever explain to the people how things are connected to each other. Keep them separate. Have them staring at a singular tree instead of the forest. They can't see the forest. They can only see the tree. So those who are interested in fluoride, stick to the fluoride blogs and the fluoride Facebooks and that. And those who are interested in carbon tax tend to stick to those sites. And they're completely controlled. Now, I know this is true. Been at this too long not to know the truth. And so when I started posting this in and attaching all of this stuff to the shooting and where it came from, well, I started getting a hard time, right? And sites that were anti-Islamic, even once I tied the UN to it and the religion to it and the fact that they're implementing your carbon tax, vaccines, global warming, etc., are all coming from the UN, United Nations, and their supporters, and those who created the United Nations, and so on and so forth. And they don't like that, because I'm telling the people in these different places, like the vaccine places and the global warming places, that this is all connected, and that gives rise to people to look with a wider view. In other words, look at the forest and not just a particular tree. Anyway, so this is what's going on here in a little town. I went to get my coffee this morning, and lo and behold, front page of the Owen Sound Sun-Times, we have huge fonts about Owen Sound and surrounding communities are holding vigils. Now this is from Midwestern Ontario News, which is my neck of the woods, and it says mosque shooting victims remembered in Owen Sound and Kincardine. Prayer services and candlelight vigils are planned for Owen Sound and Kincardine on Friday to show solidarity with the local Muslim community. The mosque on 7th Street East in Owen Sound is hosting a prayer service and sermon Friday afternoon at 1:15. It is open to the public, but everyone will be asked, get this shit. So they're having a prayer and a sermon at the mosque in Owen Sound. Now, I lived in Owen Sound many years ago, and there was no mosque. There was every other church, but no mosque. I don't know when this mosque showed up in Owen Sound. But it says everyone is welcome. It is open to the general public. But everyone will be asked to remove their shoes in the mosque. And all the women who attend must wear a headscarf to participate. Huh? Friday evening, a vigil is planned in front of the Kincardine Islamic Center starting at 6 p.m. The center is at the corner of Queen Streets in Kincardine, Broadway and Queen Street. These events are being organized to show local Muslims and other more newcomers that hate has no place in our society. Six men between the ages of 39 and 60 were killed, and 19 others were wounded when a gunman stormed a mosque in Quebec City last Sunday and opened fire during evening prayers. Now, this is like, to me, like the Reichstag over in Germany. or any other false flag. Now, I saw a thing go by on Facebook after I posted what I posted on Facebook that apparently the RCMP, I think it is, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, which are the Queen's police, have a set up a 55 member anti-Islamic group, so that if you say anything negative about a Muslim or Islam or the Quran, that they can come and arrest your ass. And fun for everyone. Now, the Owen Sound paper gets even more ridiculous. You know, Owen signed the Sound Times. I'll throw this in here. And I'd be interested in if this kind of crap's going on in your neighborhood, because it is just that crap. And this is a planned infestation of our country. And we need to come to terms with it. And we need to deal with it. Now, the Owen Sound paper here shows that Owen Sound shows support for the Muslim community. Hundreds packed the parquet beside the Owen Sound City Hall on Thursday as a show of solidarity and support for the local Muslim community following Sunday's shooting at Quebec City Mosque that left six men dead. Thursday afternoon's gathering was organized by local community members who wanted to do something in the wake of the shooting. Similar events have been held in communities across the country. I am absolutely thrilled to see the turnout today, said Beverly Morley, one of the organizers of Thursday rally. People care, so this is so nice to see. Some in attendance held flowers and balloons, while some held signs of support. Morley said she was ecstatic about the turnout, but not surprised. I know the heart of Owen Sound, said Morley. The shooting at the Centre Cultural Islamic du Quebec occurred during yada yada yada. Alexander Bissonnette, 27, has been charged with six counts of first-degree murder and five counts of attempted murder while using a restricted firearm. He remains in police custody with his next court appearance scheduled for February the 21st. Thursday's event in City Hall included 2 minutes of silence for the murdered men, which was followed by the singing of We Shall Overcome. The following speeches by dignitaries and community members, including representatives from the Owen Sound Muslim Association and local churches. The crowd concluded the event with singing of O Canada. How messed up is this? You've got what is Islam not like? Christians. So now we have all the church people saying we shall overcome, and we have Muslim representatives. And we have local church representatives speaking at this thing. How ludicrous. And then singing, O Canada, our home and corporate land, to finish this off. And this would be all set up by politicians, do-gooders, left-wingers. Anyways, the I'm Saad Palwalla of the Mosque in Owen Sound, one of those who addressed the crowd, said following the gathering that the community has been vibrant and supportive of local Muslim community. We have been so thankful to all of you that have been standing with us in solidarity. We have just been blown away with all of the support you have been providing to us. Now, blown away, is that like a suicide bomb? Is that blown away? I don't know. Or is this, we're going to blow away your country? But he's blown away anyways. Pawalla said the Muslim community understands that the shootings were the actions of one individual. We understand that there are some people like that, and we see that they don't have a religion. Okay? They don't have a religion, so they're the bad people, and we all blend all of our religions together. Not exactly a UN directive. And a Vatican directive, which is still a UN directive. And they don't have a religion, where we have a religion and we think beyond that. We are smarter than that, said Paul Walla. We are taking it in, and we have to show people that Islam is not a religion of violence. It is a religion of peace. And we have to show it with our character, with one another, especially at this difficult time. Now, that's like a Trojan horse deal. It's actually what it is. It is a Jesuit game. The Jesuits were supposed to infiltrate the churches and the school boards and that kind of thing. And then even though they wanted all of these so-called Christians dead, they were to preach at the pulpit like they cared. And this is the same crap here. It's a religion of peace until we get enough of us in here and we get enough control of your governments, and then things are going to change. I mean, we know that. You're welcome to the mosque, but you must, the ladies, the women, must wear a headscarf. If you don't wear a headscarf, you ain't getting in the mosque. And you got these idiots that will go, oh, I got a new headscarf today. I thought you were a Christian. Well, I am. Then what the frig are you wearing a headscarf for, you twit? Why are you going to a mosque? Well, you know, it's a new thing. Yeah, new thing. Idiot. Anyways, now we get some politicians into this thing. On Monday, Owen Sound City Council held a moment of silence to honor the victims of the shooting. Now, wait a minute. You took the Lord's Prayer out of all your councils. You took it out of the legislative buildings. You took it out of the schools. But now we're all tripping over each other trying to get to the mosque. These are all treasonous dogs, of course, because they're all doing as they're told. Mayor Ian Bodie called Sunday's shooting tragic and also spoke at Thursday's gathering. We're very proud of all our immigrants and all of our different cultures that come and make it so special, Bodie said. It is so important in our community that we are able to learn from each other. We are able to rub shoulders with each other. We are able to learn from each other. We are able to find out. We're all human beings. Well, human beings don't have a religion, do they? Because human beings are animals by definition. So if you're all humans and you're all going to the mosque and you're all humans and you go to the churches, then you're all brain dead because you don't even know what the frickin' definition of the word human is. But then those who rule the world, those men who act as God on this planet, redefined you as an animal so they could do as they wish with you. And they've been doing what they wish with you ever since. Where am I here in this thing? Find out we're all human beings and we all share the same beliefs, the same hopes for our families growing up. Now, what a load of bullshit. What a complete and low. I mean, this is who is this guy? The mayor. And we all share the same beliefs. No, we don't. And the same hopes. No, we don't. MPP Bill Walker was also in attendance at City Hall Thursday, while MP, this is a local member of provincial parliament, is Bill Walker. And the federal rep is Larry Miller, who was in Ottawa, released a statement condemning the attacks. Now, I'm pretty sure Miller is a Mason. And anyways, Miller, who's extremely fat and arrogant little prick, and deeply saddened to hear of the terrorist attack at the mosque in Sainte-Foy, Quebec, Miller said in the statement. No Canadian should have to live in fear of being attacked for their beliefs, especially in their place of worship. Today we mourn the murdered and pray for their families. On Friday, everyone is invited to attend a sermon and prayer at the mosque in Owen Sound, located at 895 7th Street East. Those interested attending are asked to come in about 1 p.m. With the prayer at 1:15, there will be time afterwards for mingling and discussion. Mingling with those who wish to destroy your nation. It'll be a wonderful time, but it doesn't say in here that if you do show up at 1:15 and you bring your wife or girlfriend with you, one, you're going to take your boots off, and two, she ain't getting in unless she's wearing a headscarf. Welcome to Canada. Now, I don't know how big of a false flag this was. I haven't had time to look into it. But it has all of the attributes of a false flag, because they need something, unless they just lucked out and got what they wanted. But they need something, just like the Jews need something, so that if you say anything bad about the Jews, you're going to catch some shit or be dragged in front of the human rights. Let's say, come on, animal. Come on over here. We're going to spank your ass and probably take any assets you got, and so on and so forth. So I mentioned this, I think, on Tuesday's show, that the Arabs and the Syrians are, in fact, Semitic. That's the definition of Semitic. And so, you know, we're into this position now where what they're doing with us is the same thing they did with the Jews. If you say anything negative in any way, shape, or fashion about a Jew, they're going to raise shit. And when I put Jew in the search engine in etymology, I just scroll down a bit and come up with Semite. And Semite is from 1847. And a Semite is a Jew, an Arab, an Assyrian, which is Syria, or an Armenian. And apparently isolated use from 1797, and that's when the lawyers took over both of our countries. That's when the lawyers, I think the Anderson's Dictionary, Law Dictionary, I think is from 1797, somewhere in that neck of the woods anyways. That's when we turned over to everything being corporate. And that's about the same time that Canada implemented its law society. Refers to the Semitic language group. Back formation from Semitic, or else from French, Semite, Latin, Semeta, late Latin, Shem, one of the three sons of Noah, regarded as an ancestor of the Semites. Yada, yada, yada. So a Semite is according to this, a Jew or a Muslim. Now, I know the connection is there because they both have so many things that are so similar. And one of them is that their food, the way they slaughter animals. One is called kosher and the other is challah. But it's the same killing method. Simple as that. So you may want to look at that a little bit and follow that around a little bit and see if you're anti-Semitic or not. Because if you're anti-Islam, you might consider yourself an anti-Semite. Because that's the way it is. Now, what was I looking at here? really pisses me off, you know, what's going on in our nations. I mean, it really pisses me off. This should not be going on in our nation. But then we don't have a nation right now. We got nothing. We got problems. Now, London, Ontario, I'm sure they have, let's see. Now I find this rather funny story here. Wharton Willie, that's our groundhog north of us a little bit. And it says, Wharton Willie predicts an early spring. Hundreds gathered in Wharton. So Wharton Willie, the groundhog, seems to be just as important or impressive, because they hold a vigil every time Wharton Willie sticks his head out of his hole. So we can see if we have a shadow or not. So hundreds attended Owen Sound, which is a town of about 20-some thousand people. And Wyerton is a town of about, 800, maybe 1,000. But hundreds turned out for the vigil in Owen Sound for the Muslims. And hundreds gathered in Wyerton Thursday morning. For Wharton Willie's annual weather prediction. And so Wharton Willie predicts an early spring. Now, Environment Canada, these are the clowns that tell us that the world is going to warm up by 2 degrees centigrade and disintegrate if we don't give up all our rights and give all our money over to the scientists and the UN and everybody else. Who want to protect us from this rise in temperature that will surely destroy the planet. And so Environment Canada is a very, very intelligent group of people. And they care about the future of the planet, and they care about the pollution, and they're environmentally sound, and it's all about sustainability and stuff. So, the story I have here is Wharton Willie predicts early spring. Two stories up, which would be the newer story, Environment Canada is going with Wharton Willie. So Environment Canada, those knowledgeable men, they get all their paychecks and everything by talking about weather and studying weather and telling us about global warming and how it is we're destroying the planet. What data are they going with for their spring prediction? They're going with the prediction of a frickin' groundhog. Now, if that don't clue you in, you're living in a fictional system, I don't know what would. Now, this was in the London paper, and there's some ticked off about what's going on with the... Well, here's the Jewish community center evacuated following a bomb threat. Now, I guess we should take a boo at that. Okay. So here we have, on January the 30th, 2017, Londoners rally around Muslim community. Now, I haven't been in London for a while, and I had to go give their talk a few years ago, and we're looking, the people who were bringing me to London, were looking to promote it, and the London Free Press, which is the main paper in London, wouldn't put anything in it. But the Arab newspaper would and did. But they sent me a link to the paper, and I couldn't read the damn thing. It wasn't in English. This is called assimilation, not. So Londoners rally around Muslim community. Now, here we have a picture of London, Ontario, which was the middle class. We have two cities pretty close to each other, an hour apart, thereabouts. Kitchener, Ontario, Kitchener, Waterloo, Ontario, which is mainly the manufacturing hub, and the City of London, which was mainly the white collar city. The head offices for the banks and the head offices for the insurance companies and all this kind of stuff. So London was kind of a white collar town versus Kitchener, which was a blue collar town. Now, when I was talking to these guys that brought me to London to speak, I said, "What the hell's with this Arab paper?" And they said about 20% of London, Ontario is now Arab. That blew me the frig away. So Londoners rally around Muslim community in a multi-faith show of solidarity. Hundreds of Londoners rallied at the London Muslim Mosque on Monday to denounce the rise of anti-Muslim rhetoric and promise to stand with the Muslim community. The gathering over the lunch hour was in response to Sunday's fatal mass shooting in Quebec. Roughly 300 people, both young and old, gathered on the front lawn of the Oxford Street Mosque to hear the leaders from the Christian, Islamic, and Jewish faiths. London Muslim Mosque, Imam, or however the hell you pronounce that, I don't care, called the response overwhelming. This is really a symbol of what it means to be Canadian and what it means to be part of the beautiful city of London. I am overwhelmed with emotions, said the Imam. We are proud and honored to be part of this community. He told the crowd of supporters that together they can stop those who spew hate. Your message is speaking loud and clear to those who want to divide us, or those who want to spread hate, or those who want to spread violence, that we in one single resounding voice say no, said the IMM as cheers erupted from the crowd. As a precaution, mosque officials are keeping a closer watch on the facility. We are just simply more aware of what's happening around the mosque, and we do have security systems in place, as well as we are working with the local authorities to help us with this in this respect. Deputy Police Chief Daryl Longworth also addressed the crowd. He offered reassurance that police are working to keep every member of the community safe, no matter their religion. We are in constant communication with our national security partners across this country, and we will respond to any specific threat, said Longworth. There are no specific threats that we are aware of at this time. He urged the group to remain vigilant and report any suspicious or unusual activity to police. Mayor Matt Brown and London Fanshawe New Democrat MPP Theresa Armstrong were among the other officials to speak. The solidarity gathering was organized overnight by Reverend Kevin George of St. Aidan's Anglican Church. And again, this just proved once again that if you go to a Christian church, your preachers have jumped ship, and you need to hold them to task, but you're too stupid to understand what's going on. And that's really unfortunate. As a community here in London, we need to show the country that we love Muslims, that Muslims are an important part of the community. They contribute a lot here. This mosque is one of the oldest in North America. We have a long, rich history here, said George, the Anglican preacher. With the rhetoric that is increasingly Islamophobic, it is important for us, particularly from my perspective as a Christian, to reflect different, something different. George is encouraging Londoners to embrace their Muslim neighbors and help them feel safe within the community. Perhaps you see a woman in a grocery store who's wearing a hijab. Say hello. Smile at people. Strike up conversations. If you are a person of faith, talk about faith. Learn a little about who they are and how they live. A lot of it is about opening up a dialogue and getting into a conversation, said George. That is straight, that bullshit right there that I just read you, that paragraph, is straight out of the United Nations playbook. But then all churches are pushing the UN agenda. After hearing about the deadly shooting in Quebec, Jessica Everett said she knew she had to bring her two young sons, Lucas and Rowan, to the rally. "This is the best lesson that they can learn today," said Everett. "Lucas, in particular, has a lot of interest in current events. And when we heard about what happened on the news, we just felt we couldn't be silent anymore and that it was our responsibility to let people know that we care." Nazha Azazel, who has worshipped at the London Mosque all his life, said the multi-faith expression of solidarity goes a long way toward calming fears within the Muslim community. That people are able to show their support and come together in this time of need instead of letting fear and division continue to create rifts in the community. To join together and express love, that it is the biggest triumph, said Al whatever. The crowd spontaneously sang, "Oh Canada, our home and corporate land," at the end of the rally. Those in attendance were then welcomed into the mosque to take in the 12:45 prayer session. Londoners will gather a second time later this week to honor those killed in Quebec mosque shooting. A candlelight vigil will be held in Victoria Park at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. That's today, and the one being held in my hometown is being today. Is being held, I guess, today at 6 p.m. I don't know what the 6 p.m. Has to do with anything, that's what we got. So here's some nice pictures of people from London, Ontario, gathering around, and there'll be union leaders in here. There'll be preachers. We know there's preachers in there. There'll be school teachers in there. Embrace the Islam, and we're teaching your kids in cool how to be child sex objects, just in case one of these men wish to have a white child bride, I suppose. But this is so sickening that this would even be printed in one of our papers. Now again, I'm anti-violence, because I know what they want. They want violence. They are itching for violence, and we can't give it to them. It's that simple. We give it to them, then we have given them the okay, the go-ahead, to come down on anybody that speaks their mind with a ton of bricks, and Now, I'm going to run back here. I want to see about this Jewish bomb threat in London, Ontario. Interesting stuff. We have attack against the Muslims. And then, where did I see that? Jewish community center evacuated following bomb threat. Now, Canada has always been supposedly the peacekeepers of the world, America being the bombers. And both are up to their arse in the same game here. Anyways, Jewish community center evacuated following bomb threat. Police are investigating after a bomb threat prompted an evacuation at a Jewish center in London. The London Police Service said officers were notified of the threat and responded to London Jewish Community Center at 586 Huron Street on Tuesday around 10:20 a.m. Firefighters and paramedics helped to evacuate the center so officers could conduct a search of the building and surrounding area. Constable Sandasha Bow said nothing suspicious was located in or outside of the building, and employees were allowed back inside the center around 12 p.m. The cop said an investigation of the incident is ongoing. Excuse me. The bomb threat comes the same day as 14 other similar threats to Jewish community centers across the United States, according to USA Today. A similar wave of bomb threats on January 18th saw 27 centers targeted in the U.S., and on January the 9th, 16 centers in the U.S. were targeted. Anyone with information regarding this incident in London is asked to contact the police at 519-661-5670 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. The information can also be sent in the online anonymously to londoncrimestoppers.com. Well, just call the UN, call the Rockefeller Foundation, call the Ford Foundation. I'm sure they could help you out. Call George Soros. He's a Jew. He might be able to help you out. As I've been saying for many years, this is the Third World War, and it is a spiritual, psychological war. And that is exactly what is going on and what I've been through tonight. If you don't get that by now, you're never going to get it. But you better get it. And so we have all of this. We got bomb threats against the Jews. We got Muslim shootings in the mosques. And everybody's gathering around. And all the Christian ministers are licking the Muslims' asses. And the teachers, the union leaders, all of these people are pushing the UN globalist corporate agendas. These are our enemies. I don't really know that the Muslims are our enemies because they shouldn't be here. So it's who's bringing them in? Who is propagandizing this nonsense? Those really are our enemy, the enemy within. Again, as Cicero said in 42 BC, the enemy is inside the gates, folks. And the enemy needs recruits, and it's bringing them through your front door. And it needs to be. Now, here's an interesting hook on this whole nonsense. Well, we're renovating a commercial building, and it houses apartments and a fairly large variety of store and whatnot. And it's Korean-owned. And one of the ladies that works there in the afternoon or morning to afternoon shift, really nice lady, really didn't want to come to Canada, but her husband, who's an engineer, got a job at the nuclear plant here, so they came here. She would just as soon have stayed in Korea. A really sweet lady. And, you know, I was asking her today, you know, I says, you going to go to the thing tonight about the vigil for the Muslims tonight? And she's going, what? And I said, well, it's about the thing in Quebec where they shot up the mosque. And she says, well, but here? Again, this is a town of 7,500 people. And she goes, we have Muslims? Yeah. We have the beginning of the influx of the Muslims. They have their Muslim Islamic center set up. And they are going to be coming because we have these idiots from the churches sponsoring them in here. And she was quite astounded that we had Muslims here because it's really a Scottish town. It's a white town. You know, I says, well, I mean, don't you got Muslims in Korea? Not that I'm aware of. Well, you got lots of white people in Korea. And she looks at me and went, well, no. Well, what are you telling me you got in Korean? Koreans? And she goes, well, yeah. And therein lays the problem, people. Okay? We got targeted for this multiculturalism bullshit. But that who came up with the multiculturalism? It was the Jews. Who comes up with your early sex ed in your schools? The Jews. Right? They want to take our nations down. And they position themselves in powerful positions, and they become those that the shadow governments. They're the ones that lead our so-called leaders, because our so-called leaders ain't bright enough to lead, and they're just puppets. And so I found it rather interesting that Korea, believe it or not, is for, I don't know, Koreans. Now, it wasn't the Muslims that populated the West. It was the European Christians who populated the West. And they populated the West on the idea of a Christian faith. In Canada here, the lady Elizabeth took an oath on the King James Bible to uphold the law within. Yet here we are, not defending either the Constitution of the United States or the Christian faith, because as long as those two stand, we'll be okay for the most part. I mean, except our leaders are criminals. But we have a culture. I don't know what it's like up in the United States, but here in Canada, we have our prime minister and other people saying we don't even have a culture. There is no such thing as a Canadian culture, so therefore we must bring in cultures, and we are going to assimilate to the other cultures. Not the other cultures assimilating to here, but we will be those who assimilate to the customs and the laws and the religions of those who come here. And that's ridiculous. Absolutely freaking ridiculous. But if you're 15 years old or 20 years old or 30 years old, you have no recollection of any of these things from the past. None of this stuff is taught to you in schools. None of this crap is taught to you in the universities. All you're taught in the universities is multiculturalism and how good Muslims are. And how we need to be global citizens. They're not taught who set this crap up. They just lead them along. And what does a kid know? Nothing. Doesn't know jack. My question is, what happened to all the parents? But then the parents came through the same system. So maybe Brzezinski was correct. Two and a half, three generations, we got you. You're screwed. Maybe he's right. I don't think he's right. Needs a kick in the teeth. All of these people need a kick in the teeth. The police are obviously puppets, but then they're corporate police. You know, I get sick when I see these things in the Facebooks and other places, news and that, saying that we all need to respect the boys in blue. The boys in blue deserve no respect. The boys in blue are corporate thugs. That's all they are. They protect the state, and the state is a corporation. And what the state wants protected, they protect. And as they ramp up this anti or this Islamophobia to higher and higher levels, it will be no different than the anti-Semitic crap about the Jews. And they're just basically sticking their boot on your neck. Now, you can complain about it, but complaining ain't going to help you. You can bow down, which is what they want you to do, and say goodbye to your nation and your futures and your children's futures, or you can stand up like men and women ought to be standing up. I don't understand what's wrong with people cowering all the time. How the hell do people live like that? Well, I can't say anything. Am I getting in trouble? Well, if you can't say anything, goof, you are in trouble. Because you've lost your friggin' mind. Your mind is so controlled at the point if you say, well, I might get in trouble. And I'm sure a lot of these people that go to these meetings, like to the Muslim things that are going on here, don't have a sweet bejesus clue of any history whatsoever. Hey, Sally, I'm going to go to the Muslim vigil tonight. Do you want to go? What's that about? Well, you know, they killed them people in Quebec, and well, we should show support for them. You know, they are brothers. Well, all right, I'll go with you. No questions, no background, no nothing. Just follow along like a stupid little bash sheep. It really sickens me what they did to our people. And we need to rise our people up. We need to show a little pride. And, you know, if they want to take me, I've tried. Honest, I have. I've tried to get hauled in front of the Human Rights Commission. But they don't seem to want to take me there. I wish they would. I think I could have a whole hell of a pile of fun there. But they won't. Maybe they will someday. I don't know what I got to do. I ain't going to go around shooting anybody. That's for damn sure. I intend to take my nation back peaceably. But people need to stand up at the plate and throw their $100 down. I know people are sick and tired of me saying it, but damn it. If you don't throw your $100 down, I mean, you've got all the preachers, the union guys, the teachers, the politicians pushing and stroking and helping Muslims get a foothold in our councils, in our state houses, in our federal houses, so that they can get to a position where they can hold the vote. And mark my words, sooner or later, North America will be under Sharia law if we don't stand up. Surely to God, I don't know what it takes to get people to actually act like they're freaking even alive. I see fear in people's eyes everywhere I go, and that boggles my mind. There's nothing to fear but fear itself, so why are you fearing fear? Wake up. Participate. Or, as they used to say, get with the freaking program. If we want our nations back, we ain't gonna get them back by wishing we have our nations back. We have to do something. And hopefully there's some people out there who get what I'm saying and intend to do something. I don't mean picking up a rifle. You know, there's an old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword, and that's how they're taking us down. They're taking us down with global law, global legal system. They're taking us down with a global religion. They're taking us down with global citizenship. And they're doing it all with a pen on a chunk of paper. And they're waiting for us to start shooting at them. That's what they want, and we can't give it to them. So a $100 bill, a $200 bill, whatever, and then signature, and away you go. And I'll leave you with this note. I've been signing my name because I have to sign a lot of paperwork in this job we're doing. And I haven't signed my name, and I don't remember. It's been a long time now. They stick a piece of paper in front of me. I simply put an X there. Sometimes I look at it and go, what's that? That's my mark. I want to wish everybody a great evening. And remember, get strong. We're back there, Nettle Revolution Radio. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Peace.